So thank you for joining us after that one, Cal. What have you taken from this afternoon, other than 3 points?
Just the tremendous team spirit that we built over, you know, a relatively short period because of the new players who have come to the club. And I think you saw that in abundance, you know, when Paul's getting reined into your box from left, right and centre, and we're going and attacking things and winning things against what is a very strong and physically strong team. You know, we rolled our luck, I'd say. But, you know, there's been plenty of times when we've not had the luck. So, like I said, on them occasions, you know, we'll get some good luck, we'll get some bad luck, and I think it's just one to really enjoy.
Now, you went with the same team that started against Boston. Obviously, in the second half against Boston, they were down to 9 men. Mm-hmm. There were a lot more cutthroat, I feel, with York being at 10 men.
Yeah, I think, you know, the plan was to always try and play on the counter-attack, and I thought we did that, you know, even in the first half, when we didn't have the, you know, nowhere near the possession that York did. We ended up with a half-decent chance being cleared off the line, so that gave us belief that if we keep doing that, you know, it would have been quite easy when we went out of 10 men to start probably panicking and try to force things forward. But, you know, when you're playing away from home, the pressure's on the home team to go and get a result, especially a club as big as York. So it was perfect, really, for us to just sit behind it, defend it well, and then look to counter.
I mean, what did you? I mean, we picked up on it in commentary. The tactics changed somewhat for Gary Mills. He went a bit direct. Was that helpful in any way? I mean, we were dealing with the throw-ins all day long. I mean, they were impressive throw-ins, to be fair, but.
Possibly, it's a tactic where when you've got John Parkin and Michael Rankin in your armoury, then you aren't going to get things into them as quickly as they can. And
so you should be happy with the defenders.
Yeah, they are. Every single one of them, including the staff, everything that they've done today was first class.
We've given man of the match to Brader at right back. He was dead on his feet by the end, I think, but he's had a good game. Also, you'd be pleased with Greaves scoring, I think, on that rebound. I mean, being a bit jovial here, Carl, and a bit cheeky, but is that an advert for 4-4-2 with a poacher there getting the rebound?
No, not really. It's just formations. 4-4-2, 4-3-1. Get balls into decent areas, and don't matter what formation you play. At the end of the day, we've played what we played, and we've won 2-0.
Just looking ahead now to Leamington this week, it's a bit more nice, obviously, with 2 wins from a possible 2. Leamington haven't had a good start to the division, but then again, you know,
they come at the Broadhurst Park,
exactly.
So it's a day out, and I'm sure,
and a big crowd expected as well with the M40 M9 day.
Yeah, you know. So last time we did that, we had a really good performance against Gainsborough. So let's hope we can produce again to you know, get the crowds boosted.
And any injury worries or concerns after that?
Craig Linfield's got a slight hamstring. Jason, there's a few of them in there that with ice all over them, so we'll see. Like, you know, they've earned the chance to have a day off tomorrow, so we'll get them back in Thursday.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us. Congratulations.
Cheers, mate.